conference. You're well versed when it comes to issues that are going on around the globe, and I think one headline that has not gotten enough coverage this week or over the last few weeks have been these protests in Hong Kong that have largely, I'd say, been not ignored, but not much as far as news saturation across America as to why this battle is going on between the youth of Hong Kong and wanting to get out from under the authoritarian rule of the Chinese regime. Can you explain just a little bit briefly the history of how this all kind of took shape over the years, and now why now these young people in Hong Kong are fighting for freedom and liberty and singing the Star-Spangled Banner and flying the American flag?
Yeah, so like the United States, Hong Kong was for a long time a British property, a British jurisdiction, and around 1999-2000, that agreement ended. The British left, and while they left, their institutions stayed. So you still have a regime there in Hong Kong that respects private property rights, that does allow private freedom. So you have that more than China. And the agreement that was passed is something that's called One Nation, Two Systems, whereby, yes, it is still considered China. People still have their passports. It's still considered Chinese territory, but they're free to create their own system. And that has made Hong Kong a complete bastion for all investment banks, for real estate deals. Hong Kong has become one of the richest parts of any part of the world that speaks a Chinese Mandarin language. So you've seen that growth. You've seen this different kind of society. People have a lot more freedom there. And what we started to see over the last few years, it started with the education system. They started to teach this kind of People's Republic of China narrative. Socialism is the way to go. There is only one system that we can hold up to be a model, and it is the Chinese socialist Maoist model. And a lot of kids, young kids, 12 to 15 years old, started protesting. And that was back in 2010, 2011. That fervor has always been there. And then the most recent thing is there was a bill proposed whereby you can be extradited to mainland China for crimes that are committed in Hong Kong. And of course, people in Hong Kong are of a different ilk. They have that tradition, that kind of Western tradition of private property, of personal freedom, and they took to the streets. And you've seen upwards of 1 million people in the streets protesting, and it's become about much bigger things. It's become about what is the role of China and what is the role of Hong Kong, and can the people of Hong Kong choose for themselves? So that's why the Chinese are sending in their own police and their own military from the mainland to try to quell these protesters. These are the protesters who are singing American songs. They're holding American flags and the Union Jack. They're singing patriotic songs. They're looking to the West to say, hey, we believe in the ideas that you believe in. So you need to be on our side so we can protect ourselves and protect the freedoms and the rights that we've been able to build up over the years. So that's kind of what's already happening. Definitely we should support them in the West a lot more. We're really talking about allies, people who like free trade, people who like all the same individual freedoms that we do. You know, these are people who are yearning for freedom. So I think the more and more that we can support, either privately, start reading about this, start sharing this with your friends, it's not just because that people speak a different language. They don't understand the struggles that the Americans have gone through for many years, for generations. Now they're seeking their freedom, and I really do think we should help them out in any regard possible.
And we rarely hear about just the timeline of this and any additional information really coming out of Hong Kong over the last couple of weeks. Other than the airport's been shut down. That's basically what you get in the news outlets. Not like we have 24/7 cable news channels that could break down this story a little further, so everyone in America can digest what is going on the other side of the world. People fighting for freedom and liberty. And then we have an entire presidential field of candidates here advocating for policies, maybe being a little tongue-in-cheek here, but policies that, would take us more towards what these people are trying to fight against in Hong Kong. It's just very interesting how this is all playing out. Yael, thank you very much for the perspective. Enjoy the rest of your time in Austin. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good, Joe. Talk to you then.
Yael Lisowski from the Consumer Choice Center with us here this morning in Austin, Texas this week at the American Legislative Exchange Council's annual conference, and really broke it down better than anyone else that I've heard across the news networks surrounding the situation that's been ongoing in Hong Kong. They're talking about 1 million, 2 million people out again this weekend protesting in the name of freedom and liberty.